Okay, I'll try to answer that probably in two parts. First of all, just to tell you exactly what Section 28 was, it was introduced in the House of Commons in 1987 by a right-wing backbencher, not a government member, but the government then accepted it as part of the Local Government Act of that year. And what it stated was, what it did, was to ban the promotion of homosexuality as a pretended family relationship in public schools. It was a strange thing to do, because there wasn't a lot of promotion of homosexuality in public schools at that time. But nevertheless, it was tremendously significant in that it had an immediate effect in squashing any discussion of homosexuality in schools for the next 15 years. As a law, it was never put into operation, but its very existence inhibited discussion on it. It was a move by a right-wing government not so much to make homosexuality illegal, but to say, in effect, thus far and no further. In other words, they were going to repeal the legalization of homosexuality, but they were going to prevent it going any further. I think to understand it, you've got to remember that the 1980s was the decade of HIV/AIDS. And this had fed into a backlash against the achievements of the 1970s in mobilizing a LGBT community. So it was tremendously important. However, and as I said earlier, it had effects in what went on in school. However, it had exactly the opposite effect of what the government intended. Instead of squashing debate, it actually led to a new burst of militancy in the lesbian and gay world. And indeed, lesbians played a central part. For the previous 6 or 7 years, militancy had effectively died down in Britain, and lots of the activism had gone into combating the AIDS epidemic. But there was such outrage at Section 28 that it brought men and women together for the first time in 10 years, really, and a new wave of militancy developed out of that. And in many ways, the changes that happened from the late 90s and into the 2000s stemmed from the militancy the new militancy of that period. So, my message on that episode is that the unintended consequences of government action can be more significant than the intended actions. It was, in many ways, completely counterproductive. The model of Section 28 has, as you said, been used elsewhere. Putin's law of 4 or 5 years ago was very similar in banning the promotion of homosexuality, which allows reactionary regimes to say, in essence, we're not banning homosexuality. We're allowing people to live their lives, but we don't want them to spread their propaganda. And that's been a very potent message in the sexual reaction and the new fundamentalism of many parts of the world. So it is dangerous. However, the example you cited about recent controversies in Britain is a bit more particular, because the government, the British government, has actually accepted the need for the teaching of personal and sexual health, which includes the rights of LGBT people. That's government policy, it's enshrined in law, and even this Conservative government supports it. What happened in the particular case you mentioned is that a head teacher in a school in the Midlands developed a progressive program for his students in the school, for young students, primary age students, and the parents objected. Now, the government policy is to allow parental say in the development. Everyone has to have sex education, and all sex education has to promote the equality of LGBT people, but it allows each school to do it in their different way. And what happened in this particular case is that the parents in a particular school objected to the particular teaching, largely for religious reasons. It was largely a school attended by Muslim students, and that's obviously a crucial part of the difficulty, the tension around it. The headmaster has withdrawn the lessons, and that's where we are at the moment. But it hasn't affected national policy, which is continuing to be on the grounds of the equality of LGBT people. And that's a result of the reforms that occurred in the first decade of this century under the last Labour government, which enshrined in law the formal equality of LGBT people.